You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got a little story for you. A story to set up our segment here. I was out of town for a couple of days. Went to Savannah, Georgia for a couple of days.
Very nice.
I went with my buddy Milo and his wife, Sharon. And I didn't tell you this story when I got back. I should have, because it's what leads into this conversation. We were sitting at the bar at the Old Pink House. It's a really cool restaurant and bar there in Savannah. And the guy, so it was Sharon, then Milo, then me. And then next to me on the other side of me at a bar was a guy who was by himself. He's getting ready to leave. He had had a little meal there at the bar. It was looked like he was in his mid-50s, late-50s.
Okay.
Strike up a conversation. He's from Vermont. And he was just down for some conference or something. But what came up in the conversation is that he married a granddaughter of one of the Von Trapps from The Sound of Music.
Okay.
The actual family that that movie is based on.
All right.
Singing Von Trapps or whatever. He married one of the Von Trapps' granddaughters. Oh. And we were like, dang, that's pretty cool. I've never seen the movie, but yeah. I know that it's a classic. It's an iconic film. And he had all sorts of funny stories. It was pretty cool. But at one point, something comes up about hobbies. And he says to me, like, what are your hobbies? And I just had a blank stare for a moment. I was like, hobbies? Do I have a hobby? And
you didn't know what to say.
I didn't, because I was like, I don't know that I have a hobby. And then we spent the next 10 or 15 minutes, all of us debating what constitutes a hobby and what is not a hobby. Do you have a hobby, Jeremy?
I have been racking my brain about this since I knew we were going to talk about it since yesterday. And I don't think I do. The thing, I mean, this goes back years. We've talked on the show how I'm a dabbler. So I've dabbled in a lot of different things. And I would say maybe my toy collecting right now is a bit of a hobby, because I've been collecting, you know, I collect to collect old toys and action figures and things like that. So I think that's probably a hobby. I mean, in the past, I mean, I've had two or three Corvettes. So, I mean, cars and car things were a hobby, but that's, I've sold all that stuff. That's gone. How about my home improvement and landscaping? I like doing all that. Is that a hobby?
Well, I do consider gardening a hobby, so I guess
I don't garden. I don't grow food to eat.
Yeah, but I'm
but I like plants and
see, this is why
growing
this is so
things.
Difficult. Like somebody threw out some sort of like a sport or something.
Like golf. Like hey, golf's my hobby. Is it, or is it just something you like to do on Sunday morning with the boys?
Well, now here's the question. See, because what's the difference between a hobby and just an activity? Like he brought the guy from Vermont brought up skiing, and I'm like, I don't see skiing as a hobby. I see it as an activity.
Right. Yeah, you're just going out for exercise and then to enjoy the day, enjoy the mountain.
I guess.
No, I guess it depends if you're coming home then and you have a room decked out in ski memorabilia and ski gear. You subscribe to some sort of skiing magazine. You have skiing figurines on your mantle. Then I think all of a sudden it is a hobby of yours. It's got to involve more than just the activity. Then it becomes a hobby.
Right.
Like, okay, oh, yay, I bought a sports car. Okay, well, then you have books on the sports car. Are you going to sports car clubs and events? Do you have shirts with that car on it? Then I think it's becoming your hobby. If it's just more than the base unit of whatever it is.
I don't know.
Wouldn't yours be puzzles? I mean, you're a big puzzle freak.
Yeah, but I haven't done a puzzle in a couple of years. So is that still a hobby?
Probably
so
not.
here's the def, and by the way, the phones are wide open on this for you at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We started by asking this question: are you lame if you don't have a hobby? And I feel like I don't have one, but it might just be because I don't really understand the definition. If I go into like dictionary.com, an activity done regularly, that might be the key.
Mm-hmm.
An activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. So they use as the example,
so
her hobbies are reading and gardening. Now, I read every single day. Is reading
that could be a hobby then?
Hobby?
Sure. If you're hiking, what if you're hiking like twice a week or going on trail walks? That's a hobby. Or are you just exercising?
That's the thing. It seems to me like that's an activity.
Just doing that for health benefits.
I almost feel like hobby should involve, and people might disagree with this, I feel like a hobby should involve the creation of something.
Something in an artistic nature. That's what I was thinking. Because, I mean, I love photography and stuff, so maybe that's my...
Okay, that's a good hobby because you
hobby.
Are creating something.
Right, so it's something artistic.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, quick phone call. Allie wants to sound off on this. Allie, am I lame because I don't have a hobby? Allie.
Yes.
There you are.
Are you saying sorry yes, you're that. There?
What are your
yes,
thoughts on hobbies?
Yes, I'm here. No, my thoughts on hobbies, my husband and I have this discussion quite often, actually, because he has multiple hobbies, and I rack my brain trying to come up with why I don't have any.
Well, give us some of his hobbies.
Yeah, and we'll judge whether they are or not.
Okay, so for a while there, it was road biking, cycling. He got into it. He bought multiple bikes. He gets all the gear. He wants to go all the time. And then he realized it was dangerous, and so then he switched to fly fishing. And still really into fly fishing, gets all the gear, wants to go all the time. And he's also really into lawn mowing, and we have multiple lawn mowers and taking care of his grass.
Multiple lawn mowers?
Why multiple lawn mowers? Why?
Because each one serves a different purpose. So our front yard looks like a golf course, and he really likes that.
Hey, I'm jealous of that, yeah. Huh. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I think all of that falls into the hobby camp.
Hobbies?
Maybe not the lawn mowing. Maybe turf maintenance. I don't know. Maybe it is. He's
lawn
passionate
care,
about fescue.
It's like a side hustle of gardening.
It's an obsession, though, more than a hobby.
It is. Well, perhaps it's an art, I would say. I mean, he really takes pride in his lines, and he watches YouTube videos to improve himself.
I get it. I totally get it.
And then meanwhile, Allie, you and I don't have hobbies, so that makes us losers.
Pretty much. Cooking, cleaning, is that a hobby? I like that.
Well, cooking could be a hobby, I think.
I know, but you do it for subsistence, to live.
Depends if you're cooking for fun, then. Just trying, like, baking experiments
baking,
and stuff.
Maybe.
That's a hobby.
No, no baking. Not for me. No baking.
Not for you, though. Okay. Then you don't have one. Sorry.
I still can't get past.
That's okay.
I keep going back a couple of minutes to the whole, the lawnmowers have different purposes. And I'm like, aren't they all to cut grass?
No, I promise you, they're for something different.
Okay.
We were at the bar at the old pink house four weeks ago, eating dinner and having great conversations
Whoa.
With strangers.
What are the odds?
Yeah. I know.
You were where having dinner? I'm
the
sorry?
Same place you were, the old pink house.
That bar.
You were?
The old pink house. Yeah. It was delicious.
Oh, it is delicious. Isn't it in Savannah one of the greatest towns in the country?
It was pretty special. We went to go see the Savannah Bananas with the kids.
Yes, I was telling Milo about the Savannah Bananas. How did you get tickets? They're sold out all the time. I don't know how you got tickets.
My fabulous husband was on the wait list forever. I mean, he's just that kind of guy.
He's in the fan club. It's one of his hobbies.
My God. Well, you made my day, Allie. Maybe next time we're at the old pink house, we'll run into each other. You have a great day, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye, Allie.
Thank you. That's funny. She's at the same restaurant.
How weird.
1,400.
I know.
That's more like 1,700 miles
What's
away.
What's a Savannah banana?
Okay, that's the minor league baseball team.
Oh, okay.
That plays in Savannah, but they are unlike any other baseball team in the world.
Okay.
You just got to look them up.
All right.
The waiting list to get tickets, like she says, stretches forever.
All right.
Like if you don't buy tickets way in it, you're not going for the next year if you don't get them in advance. It's all a big show. And the owner is this young guy. I think he's in his 30s. And he wears this all yellow suit to the games and everything.
I'm in.
And
I want to see this.
You would love it. I want to say that Joanna, who's listening in Broomfield, she sent in something that I think is kind of an interesting element. And Jeremy, I want to know how you feel about this. Let me condense what she's saying.
Okay.
She's basically saying a hobby is something you enjoy doing as much as possible, but by yourself. So without kids or a partner or whatever, Like if you say, hey, a whole bunch of us are going to go out, you know, skiing this weekend. I think she's right. A hobby seems like something that's like a solo activity.
Maybe, but like maybe if you're into horses and stuff, you probably go to like somewhere where there's a bunch of horses and other people with their horses and you get your horses together. And I mean, going back to my, you know, car example, if you're into cars, you're at car shows and doing car cruises and things like that.
Yeah,
but
I
see what she's saying.
I don't think she's saying you can't do it with
a majority of things maybe are solo. I think, like with my toy collecting, my kids and wife hate it, you know, and they think it's the dumbest thing ever, which it is. But I mean,
it is,
I do that alone. Yeah. Okay.
Phone calls. Kelly's been holding a long time. Kelly, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Hello.
What's your hobby?
All right, so my hobby is I collect 57 Chevy and Jeep die-cast toys.
So you collect toys, and that's your hobby.
There's a toy collector.
And I build the plastic models.
You do model cars. So you're like wandering into a Hobby Lobby, going to the model car section, and
which is
that's
a
you.
Hobby shop, so that has to qualify. It's even in the name of the store.
Getting those little glass jars of paint. That you sniff?
He's huffing the paint. I used to thank you, Kelly, for that call.
Yeah, that's
we appreciate
good. That's
that.
A hobby.
I used to, when I was a kid, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, I did a lot of models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, airplanes.
Doesn't every little boy go through a model phase? You're making models. Yeah. My father-in-law still does models, you know, and he's in his 60s. He goes out to his garage, I think, to get away from his wife. Mm-hmm. And he's got a little workbench out in the garage, and he makes models. Displays them in his garage.
And I will say that it's one of those things, you know, we talk about how your sense of smell is such a strong memory booster.
Mm-hmm.
If I close my eyes and you opened up a jar of that model paint that you paint your models with.
Was it Testers? Was that the brand Test?
Oh, I don't remember that. But it's just like that scent, boom, would bring me exactly back to putting together like model airplanes.
Yeah, Testers, model paint and glue. Yeah, that's the stuff. It's
Man,
the good stuff.
That memory would never go away. Kelly, thanks for that call. Here's Alan. Alan, good morning. Do you have a hobby?
Well, I do. I've recently gotten into collecting and competitively playing Pokemon cards again. But more important on that, I was kind of wanting to tweak your working definition a little, I think. For me, a hobby is something that you would do regularly and it takes, or that you would do for fun, but specifically it doesn't make you money. But I think that if there's a positive byproduct of it, that doesn't negate that it's a hobby. Like lawn mowing, be a hobby. Just because there's a positive byproduct doesn't mean it's not.
Okay. Yeah. So you collect and trade Pokemon. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, I got back into that recently, just for fun.
What's your girlfriend think about that?
I'll have to ask her when I find one.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That was
all right, Alan.
That Jeremy was making. Alan, thank you for being a good sport.
Thanks, buddy.
You're a good sport. Thank you for letting us just play.
I always ask that question, just, you know.
And you always get the same answer.
I always get the same answer. I'm pretty good. I'm batting 100 on that one.
Jeff from Castle Rock, his text was, lawn care is definitely a hobby. And then he puts, hashtag stripe life.
Stripe life? Hey, I have to admit, I follow some Instagram accounts of guys that's all they do is lawn mowing and the designs that they make and the lawn and everything. I follow those accounts and I love every second of them.
Yeah. Well,
it's art, man. It really is.
You know, we did this. We spent 20 minutes.
Sorry,
on
ladies.
This.
I am taken.
Right. Yeah. He did find a girlfriend.
I did.
And marry her. After 20 minutes.
Still nothing.
I don't know how to say this. I feel unfulfilled.
Because you're still kind of lost.
I'm still lost. I have no answer. You know, people are writing. Tasha from Aurora wrote in and said, Dom, you said, you know, blah, 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 that it's, you know, not an activity, but the hobby is an activity according to the definition. But Tasha, that's my problem. I don't necessarily agree with the actual definition in the dictionary.
Right. And the whole problem is, too, is like, how do you start a hobby and be like, this is going to be my hobby? Can you do that? Or is it just something that you naturally find and you start getting into? You can't just walk out one day and be like, I am going to make models and this is my hobby. You can't do that.
You could.
No. I don't think so.
And I think Alan, as much as we picked on him, I think he's also right. He says, you know, he threw in the element. He said he tweaked the definition So that was you didn't make money from it, because then it becomes a side hustle and it's not a hobby.
But isn't like that the doing, best side hustle? A hobby that does turn around and make you money.
But then it's a, it was a former hobby that's now a side hustle. It has morphed.
My head hurts.
This is why I'm unfulfilled. I cannot figure out the definition. But I still know that I'm lame because I don't have a hobby.
Yeah, we got to get you one.
Tom,
stat.
You need a hobby.
Stat.
What do you got coming up in the trending report?
NASA is going to be in trending. They tapped that asteroid. They tapped it real good. And then I do have some positive news coming out from Kohl's. We'll get into that and more coming up in trending.
Yes, we will. And coming up next, Mix 100's Monster Cash Calls. The question for all of our listeners today is, will the person answer the phone or will they not? $500 is riding on that question. Let's see what's going on with the drive right now.
We got a couple of problems on the...